The U.S. Forest Service has canceled a policy preventing road building in backwoods areas of national forests. That was a policy of the Clinton administration. The Bush administration policy promises to give governors a say in what happens in those forests. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
There are almost 60 million acres of national forest land that are considered roadless. That's about 2% of all the land in the country. The Clinton administration wanted to keep them all wild. Mike Donbeck headed the Forest Service during the Clinton administration and crafted the original roadless policy.
These are the areas that are the strongholds for rare and endangered species. These are the areas that have the best spawning habitat for many of the salmon species in the West. It seems like as a society, we ought to make a commitment to keep a certain proportion of the land sort of the way nature made it.
But some state officials and industry groups challenged the policy in court. In the meantime, the Bush administration decided to go back to the drawing board. It designed a new policy under the guidance of Mark Rae. He's the Undersecretary of Agriculture who oversees the Forest Service.
The federal government is inviting governors to work with us to develop state-specific rulemakings to protect roadless areas on national forests in each of the states.
Governors will have 18 months to develop their proposals. If they elect not to participate, the Forest Service will decide what portions of these lands will remain roadless. Rae said that it's too soon to know what governors and federal officials will decide.
We can't predict today, you know, what will be allowed or what won't be allowed.
Environmentalists said the Bush administration's plan will open backwoods areas to industries that want to log them, drill them, and mine them. They say it's just one of the many actions the Bush administration has taken to remove protection from public lands and give industries more access to them. Amy Mall works for Natural Resources Defense Council.
The president is replacing the roadless rule with a treeless rule, and he is depriving future generations of really some of America's greatest heritage in our wild forest areas.
She said the American people had flooded the government with expressions of support for the Clinton administration policy.
There have been over 4 million comments submitted by Americans, which is more than any other government rulemaking. This, protecting these roadless areas, is just vastly popular with the American public. Over 95% of the people who have written in want protection for every single roadless area in America.
Some people want to preserve these areas as habitat for wildlife. Others want remote places where they can go to escape the pressures of modern life. But others, like loggers, look to national forests as a place where they can work. They argued that the Clinton policy was too arbitrary because it didn't look at specific factors in particular forests, like the risk of forest fires. They like the fact that the Bush administration's new approach will give communities near national forests a bigger say in how they're managed. Julia Altimus represents the Montana Logging Association.
They are national forest lands, but they impact local communities. We have a lot of issues here in Montana that we need to address locally and not coming down from just an arbitrary decision from D.C.
Environmental groups said they're not done fighting to keep roadless areas wild. They plan to challenge the new Bush administration policy in court. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.